Stop 3, white-tailed deer. The deer enclosure is 5 feet away from the fence. This enclosure has an irregular shape, which is approximately 85 by 60 feet at its widest points. The floor is dirt covered with coarse wood chips, and there is another concrete and stone basin, which provides drinking water. 5 living trees and an open-sided shed provide shelter. Inside the shed is a manger for hay. Found throughout Massachusetts, white-tailed deer are a little more than 3 feet high at the shoulder. Most adult people could hold their hands at waist height and be able to touch a deer's back. Its long, graceful neck puts a deer's head at chest height. Long, slender legs with cloven hooves give deer their grace and speed. Deer usually weigh between 140 and 200 pounds. The bellies and the underside of the deer's tail are white. The other colors and antlers found on a deer vary with the sexes and the changing seasons. White-tailed deer respond to changing seasons, just like the oak trees in the forests where they live. In early spring, as the leaves begin to grow on the oaks, male deer or bucks develop 2 buds on their heads, which slowly grow into antlers. Antlers are specialized bones, just like teeth. The growing antlers are covered with skin, which protects and nourishes them. This skin is in turn covered by short, fuzzy hair that looks and feels like velvet. As the forest moves from winter gray to summer's green, deer change color as well. Their hair falls out to be replaced by finer rust-red hair. The gray hairs are hollow and keep insulating bubbles of air trapped against the deer's skin. This gray coat is too warm for summer wear. The rusty red hairs are solid and do not provide as much insulation. Ironically, there are more hairs in the summer coat than the winter coat. As the acorns begin to develop on the trees in June, female deer, or does, give birth to that year's crop of fawns. A doe will often give birth to twins, especially if she has been feeding well. Fawns have white spots for camouflage and are scentless to help hide from predators. Fawns can walk with staggering steps a few hours after birth, but won't be able to keep up with their mothers until they are a few weeks old. Until the youngsters are old enough to follow, the doe will leave them in a safe hiding place and return only at feeding time. When autumn arrives, oak leaves change color, and the ripe acorns and leaves begin to drop. The deer go through changes as well. The rusty summer hair is replaced again by winter's gray coat. The velvety skin, which protected and nourished the buck's developing antlers, dies. To get the dead skin off, bucks will beat their antlers against saplings. These antlers are a way of displaying fitness because the oldest and best-fed bucks have the biggest antlers. As winter comes and the oaks begin a long period of dormancy, bucks drop their antlers and move through winter's snows with bare heads. Winter is the hardest time for deer. They stay in the same areas and use the same trails to conserve energy. With luck, they won't consume all the food in the area before the weather lightens. Those deer, fortunate and fit enough to survive, will continue the cycle as spring arrives and the forest becomes green again.
Continue to follow the fence as it turns right, where you will pass over a narrow brick pathway. After this, the rope will meander gently, circling the deer enclosure for about 40 feet, then bear to the right, at which point it will guide you around a tree. About 10 feet to the left of the tree is a post and beam structure. Take care as you enter this exhibit area, as the ground is uneven near the entrance, and there are large beams inside. Continuing to follow the rope in your right hand until you come to the entrance, where the rope will end, carefully enter and continue about 20 feet ahead, where you will find glass windows facing the fox enclosure and seating nearby.